I'm a racist. But I'm a racist when it comes to my food. Like, whatever nationality of food that I'm eating, that's who better be cooking that shit. If I'm eating Italian food, it better be a big, hairy motherfucking Italian back there cooking my shit. And it better be chest hairs in my food. That's what makes it authentic to me. If I mean Indian food, it better be a bitch back there with a dot on her head stirring some shit up. Well, I don't want that shit. I went to a Chinese food restaurant one time. Shit looked good. All of a sudden, here comes this big black motherfucker walking from the back with a karate suit on. Talking about, welcome to Chinese chicken. Would you like to try our orange chicken? I'm like, nigga, you black as I am. You ain't fooling nobody. He leaned in my ear and was like, I'm on parole. Do you want the chicken or not, motherfucker? And when it comes to Hispanic food, I want real motherfucking Hispanics cooking that shit. And the radio better be on. If I don't hear no radio on in the background, I don't want that shit. It ain't authentic to me. That's why I don't fuck with Taco Bell. Ain't no radio playing in the back. When I get that, I want to hear Scante, Cante Briso. Like, ooh, this look delicious. I went to this bar one time. I was the only black dude down there at the bar. Got the waitress and shit. I was like, what's your drink special? She was like, we got watermelon mojitos. I was like, shut the fuck up. Watermelon mojitos? That sound delicious. It ain't no seeds in them or nothing like that, right? I never heard of a watermelon mojito. Then I start thinking, damn, I'm the only black dude down here. I can't order that shit. I said black people back 10 years if I order that. So I got a white woman to order mine for me. Excuse me, white woman, can you order me 17 watermelon mojitos, please? I just don't want to go back and forth with this bitch all night.
And you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you down when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange.
That's from the soundtrack. Well, if you've been listening, you'll know that it's not The Doors, who it is their song. But it is, of course, Echo and the Bunnymen. And it's from the album The Lost Boys. Go check it out. It's fantastic. It's in fact, they're probably one of the only bands that I really like covering some of the Doors stuff. Anyway, you've listened to me, Liam Burke, on The Liam Burke Show, and I'm waffling on as I normally do. And kicked off there with Echo and the Bunnymen. People Are Strange. And then Dion Cole with He's Racist About His Food. Now, you notice I wasn't here last week. And the reason being, on the beginning of October, I took part in Hell and Back. It's a 13K run, walk, climb. It's just completely cargo nets. There's what else we've ice bath, being shot at with pellets, electrocuted, climbing over stuff, into muck water, into walking across balance beams. Just so much in a 13.5K. It's called Hell and Back. But we done it, and I think there was a group of 10 of us done it from the gym. And it was about about 3 hours 15, rather, is what it took me to do the 13 kilometres. But I have to say, it took me all of last week to recover. Everywhere I moved, I even set up to do the show last week, and I just hadn't the energy to even speak. So that'll tell you how bad it was. It was fantastic. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed doing the thing, and I would do it again, and I possibly will do it again next year. So, yeah, it just, you have to be aware. No matter how fit you think you actually are not and when you do this, because there's a lot of upper body, a lot of stuff like that, and it was just fantastic. It was great doing it. I enjoyed it. And there was a woman there, 70 years of age. She'd done it for the second time this year. She'd done it in June, which was an 8K one, and she'd done it there in October, which is 13K. It was fantastic. People from all walks of life doing it, and it was phenomenal. I think in total about 2,000 people done it, which was brilliant, and enjoyed doing it with the people I'd done it with as well, so it was great. But as I said, it took me a week to recover, and I am somewhat fit. I'm not totally fit, I'm somewhat fit, and it still took me about a week to recover from it. And I do know next year, then I will be prepared for that week to make sure to take the week easy off after. So there you go. Anyway, you're listening to me, Liam Burke, on the Liam Burke Show, and you're listening to me talking bollocks, as I normally do. So this week and over the next few weeks, you know what it is? It is Halloween, and you know I'm coming to get you. So I've decided to play some stuff with horror-related or hell-related or stuff like that, just to get us through the next month so we can have a bit of crack with it and whatever. And I'm still up for playing any songs anyone's got out there, and you know how to get me at this stage, or any birthday requests as well. Anyway, let's keep going with the music, and here is Meatloaf, Bat Outta Hell.
Bye. there's always gonna be some light. But I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone. Like a bat out of hell, I'll be gone when the morning calls. Oh, when the night is over, like a bat out of hell, I'll be gone, gone, gone. Like a bat out of hell, I'll be gone when the morning calls. But when the day is gone and the sun goes down and the moonlight's shining through, then like a sinner before the gates of heaven, I'll come crawling on back to you. Then like a sinner before the gates of heaven, I'll come crawling on back to you.
There you go, there you go. That's Meatloaf and Bat Out of Hell. Yes, 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 yes. It's one of the longest ones that I think I've ever played. No, I haven't actually played longer than that. But anyway, what's happening here? Why are we? There we go. Yes, yeah, and it's 9 minutes and 50 seconds long. There you go. You won't get that on an ordinary radio station. You only get it here on the Liam Burke Show. Now, this one. I always remember watching the film. But here is the Ramones with Pet Sematary.
Under the arch double with the steamboats, ancient goblins and wild lords come at the grand light making a sound. The smell of death is all around. And at night when the cold wind blows, no one cares, nobody knows. I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery. To the sacred place, this ain't a dream, I can't escape. More limbs and fangs, the clicking of bones, spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries something ain't right. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. Live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I feel a chill. Victor is grinning, flesh is riding away. Skeleton dance, I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close and you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Oh no. Oh no. I don't want to live my life again.
There you go, Pet Sematary by the Ramones. Check out the video to that, actually. That's a good video. And it was done, it was generated from, by Mid Journey is the name of the guy that done it. Absolutely fantastic. Just check it out. It really is cool. Now, a couple of weeks back, before I decided to go on the sick, as the fella says, I was looking at a mini or an EP album from Billy Idol. And I played you Running from the Ghost and I played you Cage. Now I want to play a song for you from that EP, and it's called Rebel Like You.
Ain't nobody gonna love you more than your mama and your dad. Stiller.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you.
Damn right.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go, Master of Puppets, Metallica, and Welcome Home, Sanitarium, on the Halloween. Not just quite yet, but getting there. Yeah, no, I'm just trying to play stuff that will suit for Halloween, and we've been 2 more weeks left. But even though I didn't miss up on a week, I still have 2 weeks left. And I forgot about it the first week as well, so, you know, slapping the wrist for me. Anyway, you're listening to me, Liam Burke, on The Liam Burke Show. And what about a little bit of CCR with all the rain that's starting to come back now? It's Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Yeah, there you go. That was CCR. And have you ever seen the rain coming down on me? Now it's time for some more comedy. And this time around, I will play. What have I got here? Playing here. Yes, I've got. I have to try and pronounce his name properly. It's. Well, if I can pronounce it properly, it's Joe Coy. That's it. Just Joe Coy. Not Joe King. Joe Coy. On Why Mexicans and Filipinos Relate.
See, this is what I want everyone to know, man. There's a reason why Mexicans and Filipinos look alike. There's a reason why Mexicans and Filipinos relate. It's a lot deeper than Vicks VapoRub. That's not the only common bond we have. I don't want you to come up to me at the end of the show and go, hey, my mom used Vicks VapoRub too. That's so crazy. No, it's not. There's a reason why. There's a reason why we relate on so many other levels. Spain conquered the Philippines for over 350 years. That's real shit. You guys bred with us. We're the first hybrid race. That's what Filipinos are. Spanish, Asian, Filipino. That's what we are. It's a bad thing what happened, but it's also a good thing. We got a lot of their traits. We got a lot of their culture. You know what I'm saying? We look like them. Look at us. We're a two-hour flight from Japan. We are in the heart of Asia. That's where the Philippines sits. But look at us. We don't even have Asian last names. Because they left their fucking names there. We don't have Asian names. We have Latino last names. Look at our fucking last names. In my family alone, De La Fuente Santos Gonzalez. We're fucking Mexicans. We are the Mexicans of Asia. That's real talk. Everything Mexicans do, Filipinos do. Everything. What do you guys have? Quinceañera, debu. We got that from them, right? We celebrate the daughter when she turns 15, right? She's 15, same shit. Throw a big ass party. Mexicans do that shit all the time, right? You're 15, you're ready to be a woman, mija. It's your quinceañera. Are you sure, Papa? I'm only 15. Yes, I'm sure. Your mother's only 30. Okay. That was fucked up. That was fucked up, but it's funny. Come on. Is it fucked up? It's just a joke. Fuck, stop being sensitive. Go fuck yourselves. Stereotypes are funny for a reason, because they're true. We all have stereotypes. Embrace it. Fuck it. Laugh at it. Who gives a shit? Not all Filipinos are nurses, but a lot of you motherfuckers are. So I don't know all these Filipinos in here, but I know one thing. We have the same uncle. Every holiday, he has to talk to everybody. And we dread it, because it takes forever to talk to him. Because he doesn't even know what he wants to say. He always starts off every conversation like this. You know, Joseph, you remember the always, I took my uncle to the mall, and we were in the food court, and we're just sitting there, and he's just trying to talk, and he's loud, so everyone's watching. That's the part that embarrassed me the most, because he's loud and everyone's looking. And he's like, Joseph, you remember that one time you got me? I'm like, what? What are you trying to say? Hey, I'm trying to tell you, wait. Don't rush me, huh? I'm trying to think and you're rushing. Don't rush me, huh? That one time you got me. Everyone's watching. Everyone in the food court is looking. You got me a drink? You got me that drink? Yeah, what about it? I got you that drink. What about it? Yeah, and you come back, it had that big straw. Remember? It has a big straw. I look at it, go, putang na, that's a big straw. Remember that? You look at it, it's a big straw, and then you got mad at me? Yeah, what about it? Yeah, you told me to just drink it? Remember? You told me just drink it? Yeah, what about it? Everyone's watching. Yeah, so I start to drink like that. I'm drinking like that, and I start sucking on the straw, and then this black ball starts shooting in my mouth, and I'm sucking like that, and I'm black balls are in my mouth, and I'm sucking and choking on these black balls. I got mouthful of black balls and I'm choking, sucking. Shut the fuck up. Boba, it's fucking boba. Oh yeah, boba, I hate that shit.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons of KISS.
Hey, this is Gold Dust. Gold Dust.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
All right, my name is Ted Nugent.
I am Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, and this is ODB, Dirt McGirt.
What's happening? Straight out of Detroit, Rock City. This is Kid Rock, and you are listening.
Liam Burke, yo.
Thank you.
That was Mr. Tommy Kelly.
And that's Tommy's video for the music Loss. Go check it out. Actually, it's very, very good. If you haven't seen it at this stage, it's a bit like the It with a black dude, and it's fantastic. Go check it out. Music to it is just phenomenal as well. So please go check it out. Tommy Kelly and Loss. Now, I want to play this because by the time I next talk to you, and by the time this goes out, I will have seen this film. And this film is on Friday the 14th, which is yesterday, as you're listening to it now. And here's the trailer for it.
It's been 4 years since Michael Myers vanished without a trace.
Hello?
I saw him watching me. You pretend like you moved on, but you're actually just obsessed with death.
What are you gonna do when Michael comes back for you? Because he is coming.
But this time, something feels different. He's more dangerous. He killed my daughter, but tonight I will kill him. Come and get me.
Lori!
Maybe the only way he can die is if I die too. It all ends now.
I cannot wait for that movie to come out, and so been waiting on it the last 3 years. Well, 19, and it was supposed to be 20, and 21 was supposed to be the years, but it turned out it was 19, 2021, and this year. So I can't wait to see it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it. So I wish everyone to go and see it, because it's just phenomenal. Now, a few weeks back, Tina and myself and Frank and Amanda were all out at, what were we at? Oh yeah, we went to see a band that Frank knew from up around his neck of the woods in Derry. And we went to see them. They were called the Rubber Plants. And they were doing all Led Zeppelin stuff. And they do a phenomenal, now all the music to play is phenomenal, but they do a phenomenal version of this from Led Zeppelin. And it's No Quarter.
Thank you. won't be home tonight. Snow falls hard, and don't you know? The winds of Thor are blowing cold. They're wearing steel that's bright and true.
Yeah, there you go, Led Zeppelin and No Quarter. And I will say that the Rubber Plants definitely played an absolute cracking version of that. So if you ever get a chance to see them, please go check them out. Now, here's a little bit of the, what do you call it, Jamie Lee Curtis gets emotional over the end of the franchise with Halloween ends, which is now, what, 44 years old she's been with it. And there's another girl in that is, she was a kid in when she started. So this is the end of it now for Jamie Lee Curtis, and it's 44 years she's been with the brand. So have a listen.
Movies felt just like the 1978 movie. I've told you many times the comparison between David and John Carpenter. Southern boys. They have a little drawl. They work with their film school best friends. It's the similarities of that sort of deep companionship and friendship. That has continued with these Halloween movies. Nobody is different. Everybody is the same. We're all still scrappy, you know, trying to pull off these movies like a hat trick. You know, it feels very special to me.
We just have such a unique friendship in Hollywood. You know, when I was a kid, I thought she was an adult, for God's sakes. I didn't realize she was a kid, too. And now, you know, we're peers and we just love and support each other.
You know, in 2018, we planned, we executed the plan. This movie, this other character comes in that she's concerned about, but she's not thinking about Michael. And then Michael comes back. And so the fight was an unexpected fight. And watching her deal with that has been challenging and painful. The whole concept of a horror movie is to stimulate emotions. And the making of it does the same thing. We're creative people, all of us. So to have done it three times with a group of people and knowing that I'm not going to get to do it again with that same group of people really has been very tough for me. And I've been a little weepy because I really care about them. So it will be difficult to say goodbye to this group of people.
If I close my eyes forever, will it all remain unchanged? If I close my eyes forever, will it all remain the same? Sometimes it's hard to hold on, so hard to hold on to my dreams. It isn't always what it seems when you're face to face with me.
Like a dagger, you stick me in heart, it takes the blood from my blade. And when we sleep, would you shelter me in your warm and dark and gray? Thank you.
I really need to go back and start watching that again. That's American Horror Story, and I need to watch from the beginning. I was watching it for a long time, and then all of a sudden I stopped. Don't know why. It's phenomenal. American Horror Story. I want to go back and watch it again. And I miss not being over, because this time of the year now would be over in Haunted Spooktacular in Kells, but they're gone now because of COVID. They disappeared, and now Joe is one of the sons. He is a golf professional, so, I mean, they're doing a driving range, which is an all-year-round thing. You can go over there and do it the whole year round. So they've gone to that now instead, and it's unfortunate because I loved my time in the waiting area, keeping everyone entertained, as you know I can. So it's time for me to go here. I'm looking forward to Friday to seeing Halloween Ends. If you do, go see it and let me know what you think. And remember this, people. If you're going to see Halloween Ends, just remember, leave your brain outside. Don't be too critical. It's a movie. It's nearly 2 hours long, and I'm going to go and watch it. I don't care what you think, what you say, but I'm just going to enjoy it for what it is. I'm leaving my brain outside, going to watch it, and going to enjoy it. Till next week, Liam Bourke signing off on the Liam Bourke Show. Take it easy. See you all soon. And don't forget, y'all come back real soon now. Take care. Stay safe. Here's Ozzy Osbourne with Bark at the Moon.